The Greek style may come in later. I mean, this is what happened between Ramanujan and Hardy. Mm-hmm. It was a great collaboration because Ramanujan was full of creative ideas. Mm-hmm. Some of it he didn't have a clue where he got it from, and when he was being harassed about it, hassled about it, he said that it all came in his dreams through his personal goddess, you know, which was probably a way of saying that basically himself didn't know how it was done. But Hardy, of course, provided the type of Greek and the rigorous methods that one normally associates with mathematics. But I mean, I found that reading the history and realizing that there were different methods of demonstration, methods of proof, methods, was particularly helpful when it came to my teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, even a simple thing like teaching people about some of the basic results in geometry, I found that it was, you were sort of more prepared to accept children who would come to the answer in different ways and see some merit in that sort of in the way they approached it, you know. One of the most telling lessons for me was where I read somewhere, I can't remember the basis, I mentioned that in the book, but where Ramanujan proves a particular result or shows, or gives a result, or not proves, gives a result which is clearly wrong. People are found. Now, but being a mathematician of stature, people started asking, how could he make that mistake? And basically, in search of why he made some mistake, I think somebody said to me there are 15 articles on that, because it was of such... So sometimes a mistake has such creative potential in it, you know. And I think that came from, again, my sort of understanding of Ramanujan, and of course certain other earlier mathematicians, you know. Gauss is another good example, and you know, we can take some examples from him, you know, I think.